the Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
Oh, this is going to be fun. At the very tease of the topic, what is the dumbest argument you've been in? We didn't even give the phone number, which was a failure on my part, but a lot of you were ready. And we have a lot of them already. You guys have a dumb argument that you've been in that wasn't show-related? Because we've been on a billion of them on the show.
I'd say almost every argument I'm in. But yeah, most of them are here.
We can do show ones, too. It starts with this. In a hypothetical where my boyfriend was permanently turned into a sentient goldfish, I said, I eventually might move on. I'm still paying for that mistake. Have you had that happen where you're like, this is a completely hypothetical? And I said, I don't know what I would do in that case. You would leave?
Yes. Yeah.
Alex, I remember when you were at one point in a relationship, and I'm not throwing stones at that person, but if we were on the air and you said, oh my gosh, Kathy Ireland, who was a big thing at the time, is so hot, you would have been in trouble for that.
Probably, yeah, I would have gotten, oh, so that's what you find attractive? Well, yeah, I mean, she's a supermodel. Pretty, everybody finds her attractive. But it was, it didn't matter. Yeah, it was, universal. Mean, stuff would come a little closer to home, but yeah.
Let's see. Dumbest argument I have ever been in. When I was in college, a fight broke out in a bar over whether some guy was wearing a regular green shirt or a key lime pie green shirt.
Well, there's a difference. Mm-hmm. There's multiple shades of green. I can see that.
Worth fighting for?
Not worth fighting for, but I could see how that would turn into a fight.
A friend and I almost came to punches over Hellman's mayo being better than Miracle Whip, which is gross.
Well, Duke's tops all of them. So, yeah, of course I'd argue that.
Yeah.
I think I have to have a spoonful of that Duke's you keep talking about.
Yeah, I've never had some up.
This one from Flint, my daughter, and I once argued about peanut butter. I threw away an empty jar, except according to her, it wasn't. The argument ended in tears.
She was counting on the rest of that.
Yeah. I can include dumb arguments I've had with my kid. Oh, no problem.
Oh, that's a whole other thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, every argument with a kid, or most arguments with kids, but...
Yeah, like she was arguing with me last night because the Christmas light wasn't on, or the Christmas tree lights weren't on. They were. Yes, they are. Another night. Yes, they are.
Gimpy lights off.
They're on.
Gimpy lights off.
Yeah.
Maybe she wanted them off.
She wanted them more on.
But my experience says you then turn them off, and then she really loses her mind.
Loses it.
Yeah.
At least that's what would have happened with every two-year-old I've ever met.
Yeah, if we can include that, then okay, let's just talk for the rest of the week.
Did you ever see that, and it came out years ago, but a guy kept a video vlog of all of the things that made his two-year-old or one-and-a-half-year-old or three-year-old, whatever it was, cry for a year.
Right.
And it was just him standing in front of the kid who was crying, goes, and he's like, she is upset that I won't let her dump boiling water on her.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, I wouldn't let her have the kitchen knife.
Yeah.
I always think back, I wonder, like, what... I don't remember this, but I've been told so many times over the years that I would throw fits when I would hear the word yak. And I would repeat, like, yak is not a thing. My parents would be like, they were like, I don't know why he's saying this, but it's funny. let's get a little yak knick-knack.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember staring at it and being like, you're not a thing.
I will call you a gnu.
I wish I could understand what I was thinking or my thought process.
I can't believe you didn't say, I wish I knew why I was thinking that.
About that the yak knickknack.
Sorry, I missed out on that.
This text, dumbest argument I've ever had was the dumbest reason for a breakup. In high school, I was dating a girl that was in Winter Guard. Think marching band, but smaller, in a gym and less cool.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I went to show support to her rifle tossing, and it was something. When it was their turn, I'd already sat through like an hour. They finished, and I clapped. Afterwards, she initiated an argument that my cheering wasn't sincere. Maybe partially true, but did she expect a standing ovation for throwing a wooden gun and catching it? She broke up with me that day.
Mm-hmm.
A little sensey.
Yeah, I mean, it is, but maybe he was real puttish. I mean, who knows?
Yeah. I mean, I do think if, 16-year-old me were getting my trumpet solo on, and I got to lock eyes with my high school sweetheart, and he was just slouching and chilling, I'd be like, look at me go.
Yeah. This is why you only date within the marching band.
That's right.
Only marching band people understand marching band people.
Want to see what I can do with this mouthpiece?
Uh-huh.
Annette and I got in two stupid fights when we were registering for our wedding.
Mm-hmm.
So we were at one of the big box stores, and they have somebody walk around with you and basically point to everything and be, oh, you need this. You absolutely need this. Oh, you need 15 of these. So this woman was obviously just trying to get us to buy the most expensive things because she pointed at the one Dyson vacuum.
Yeah.
Oh, like, you need it.
They're like, well, the one that she pointed at, it's like, you know, the Cadillac of
the $700 one.
No, I think it was more. I think it was like a grand.
Wow.
And I was like, really? What's, because we had just gotten like a, I don't know, some other vacuum. I was like, well, what's the difference between that one and that one?
Lasers.
And the woman, the woman seriously looked at us and said, you know, it's not much of a difference. It's just like 100 or 200 horsepower. And I was like, 100 or 200
horsepower?
Wow.
Man.
That is shocking. And Annette really wanted that vacuum.
I want a vacuum that has well over 200 horsepower.
That's like a car. That's,
But can you imagine, like, you have 200 horses next to that vacuum, and the vacuum is more powerful?
Yeah, that's
insane.
It has the cyclonic power of 200 horses running in a circle.
I agree with her. I have a Dyson, and it's got a special place in my kitchen where I can look at it every time I walk in there. I can vacuum, and it sucks everything up like a car.
I don't deny that they work well.
They just probably do not have 200 horsepower.
It's more just
if I could ride that thing to work, I would.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think if you rode it, you'd never get here.
That makes sense.
Take a personal day.
Sitting on your front lawn like, come on.
It makes sense. That's a modern day broom.
Dumb argument. This one from the 845. Asked my girlfriend to scratch my nose while I was lying down, and she refused, saying that I could do it myself. And this led to an actual fight that we will still argue about to this day. Well,
she's
I got to tell you, I'm on team girlfriend on this one. Why couldn't... Were you laying on your hands?
Yeah,
you have two broken arms?
Yeah, I mean, I guess if you were in traction. That one, seems a little weird.
I just thought of something. With those vacuums being that powerful, I feel like there will never be a generation of young teen boys that will ever be able to experience fun with a vacuum again.
Oh, man, that gets dangerous.
Oh, yeah, that's instant hickey.
I had that image in my mind. Like, ooh.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have that image in my mind. No. It's not in my mind.
It'll break so many blood vessels.
This one, my sister and I are in year 14 of Who's to Blame for Breaking the Blue's Clues video game CD. She left it on the floor, but I rolled over it in the desk chair. We have come to blows over this. I'd say leaving it on the floor is the guilty part.
Yes. You left it somewhere where it was susceptible to damage.
I don't think it's incumbent on the desk chair user to check for CD games on the floor.
My brother and sister still argue about whether my brother tripped my sister during the Easter egg hunt in 1986 as they were like running past each other across my grandparents' yard picking up eggs. There's video of it. They didn't come within 6 feet of each other, but my sister...
There's video and they still...
Yeah. Well, my brother obviously is on the side of, no, of course I didn't trip you. So he's not really arguing, but my sister insists that
and
she was tripped.
It.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
How does she rectify that?
No, it's just a
he
weird
moves so
angle.
Fast.
A bad angle. Like JFK.
Yeah. It's just a weird angle that shows how far apart they are.
Yep.
Usually it's the other way around. A weird angle shows it closer than it
I can pull it up.
Is.
I actually I have the video somewhere.
Dude, I always think back to the... I'm sure I have more dumb arguments than this, but one of the dumbest ever was me versus my friend Ian and my friend Nate about who... felt more hurt singing the song Hurt, Trent Reznor or Johnny Cash.
You had to be high,
probably
right?
The guy that wrote it, right?
I wasn't. That's what I was saying. They were like, I can just hear it more in Cash's voice. And I was like, but...
Well, he was like dead just, when he recorded it.
Well, that's probably why it hurt so much, Steve.
Yeah.
He had a serious jaw issue that made it so just singing hurt his face. And certainly the emotions of singing a song... Like, he was dying, and he could see all of the things that he loved about to disappear before him. So, yeah, it's Johnny Cash.
I agree. Physically.
It's Johnny Cash.
Well, physically, we can say that for a fact.
But emotionally, yeah, it was horrible. Haven't you ever heard a song and it meant more to you probably than the person who wrote it?
Yeah, but that doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, look at Kelly Clarkson with Learning to Fly from the Foo Fighters.
Yes.
He just wanted to learn to fly, but it meant way more to her.
Yeah.
Yeah, and honestly, I guess I don't know what that song's about. It could be about cooking a pot roast or like...
Hurt?
His love of mittens? You just don't know.
Everybody's threshold of hurt is different.
I'm really enjoying reading these arguments you've had. This one, my kids and I got into a knockdown, drag-out fight at Disney. And the argument was over whether chocolate was a discovery or an invention. Like you're at the happiest place on earth and you're in a screaming match over whether chocolate was discovered or an invention.
It's a discovery.
Do y'all know that song, Time of the Season, by the Zombies?
Yeah.
Okay. Great song.
What's your
Love
name?
It.
Who's your daddy?
Yeah, and then
Is he rich? Is he rich like me?
Like that in the song? Well, this is a fight from when I was... Yeah. Yes, exactly. You nailed that, Hot Wings.
Yeah, thank you.
We were all in my mom's... So we called it the Space Van. It was one of those big Astro vans. Mm-hmm. And that song came on, and we were all singing it. And it was me and my two brothers who were closest in age with me. And somebody did that little hand motion, like how you can make your hand look like a talking mouth. And they went, poof, ah. Mm-hmm. And my brother Kyle very clearly said, it sounded like you said poot, ah. And we laughed and laughed. We thought it was so funny. We're like, you know, 7, 8, and 9.
Mm-hmm.
The next day that song comes on again or whenever it came back on. And my little brother Craig stole that joke. And my parents laughed and laughed. And Kyle looked at him and said, that was my joke. And I looked at Kyle and I was like, I thought I said it first just to be a little bitch. And it was like a 3-day World War III in our house. Oh, my God. We fought and fought over who made that joke. It was Kyle. All these years. I'll stand by it. It was me, though.
It was 100% Kyle. So you'll say it was Kyle now.
Oh, yeah. Just because it's funny.
If you guys are together at Christmas, this song comes on. You're claiming it still?
Oh, it's me. And Craig will still claim it, too.
Does Craig believe it was his?
Absolutely.
He does.
And I'm the one that could look at Craig and be like, dude, it was definitely Kyle.
Oh,
but no.
You are worse than Craig. You are way worse than Craig.
You're like a puppet master.
Craig doesn't know he's stupid in this case. Not calling your brother stupid. Man, I did.
Yeah, that was hurtful.
Yeah. Well,
after stealing that joke, though, what's he expect?
Get what you get.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you want to see the infamous... tripping incident at Easter?
Yes.
I have the video right
you
here.
You do?
I do. Yeah, because...
Oh, okay, so this is, again, if you're just tuning in, Steve's sister, who is in her 30s.
40s.
40s, and your brother, who is in his...
40s.
Are still arguing about whether... And so this happened when they were teenagers?
This was on...
Or younger?
No, this was March 30th of 1986.
Okay.
Look at baby Stevie.
Okay, so...
Your little suit jacket, Herb Tarlick from WKRP in Cincinnati. Yeah.
A mere 30 years ago.
Yeah.
You didn't tell us Dick Road Guy was your grandpa, Steve.
Yeah, I didn't know that either. I had no idea you knew Dick Road Guy.
Okay. All right, so... So
here or Harry Carey with a cowboy hat.
So here we go.
Hey, if I was an Easter egg, I would eat me.
Okay. Now,
especially if I was filled with beer.
In this scene here, you see me picking an egg out of the tall branch of a tree in the background. Yeah. This is my sister here. Mm-hmm. And over to the right, you will see my brother run by. Now I'll play it at full speed, and then we can go back and
frame by frame.
Okay,
frame
I'd like frame to do this Bigfooter Zapruder style.
Okay.
Okay, all right.
All right, are you guys ready?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
All right,
yeah.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
There need be no other angle. Do it again.
First of all, did she do a pratfall like it's pro wrestling?
She was falling... when he was still 8 feet away.
Yep. Yeah. I mean, it's very clear that she was tripping independent of any movement he was making.
Okay. Boy, did she make a wonderful fall sound,
here
though.
We go.
Wow. Did this win America's Funniest Home Video? Because it should have. This is what they want.
One more time.
Yeah, please.
Okay, here we go.
Are you sure it wasn't dragging a cable or something? That's the only possible explanation.
It's like your Dick Road guy grandpa is over on the left of the frame, and they both like holding on one end of that fishing wire, and they just take her right out
Let's
the ankles.
Get her.
Yeah.
I would.
That's amazing.
She needs to do better. She needs to say, I felt a force push me. Uh-huh. That explains this more than anything.
You willed it to happen.
God.
Yeah, that was some real voodoo there.
Yeah.
Tell me what.
It was.
I love that she's sticking to that.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.